We knew that they were going to do a lot of max protection looks. We knew that Peyton Manning was going to get the ball off quick, which he did. So they did everything we expected them to do. We're just disappointed in the outcome because we've been playing such good football all year. And when you have teams like the Tennessee Titans and other teams that hold them to 14 points or 17 points and we give up 34, that's what really eats at you. So, you know, it's hard, man. It's hard. But we're still 5-2. We're still have a great football team. Offense did a tremendous job of moving the ball, and I'm excited about next week.
There were a lot of times where he just threaded the needle time after time. It's got to be demoralizing, isn't it?
It is. It is, especially when you're one or two steps from him. I mean, any other quarterback, I guess, would hold on to the ball or just throw it out of bounds. But he seems to make those hard completions, those that you think – nobody else can make, Peyton Manning can make, and that's where he got us today. And, you know, give credit to them, man, for the phenomenal job. And I'm excited and I'm hopeful that if we meet again, we'll have a better day.
Was it a great offense, or was it you guys not maybe playing like you guys had the first six games of the season? Do you think it was a combination?
It was us. I mean, give them credit. They have a great offense, but I just think that front-wise, defensive line-wise, we didn't put the pressure on today to the quarterback that we have previously in our last six games. And we just didn't do a good job of rattling the quarterback. I mean, he was standing there for 3-4 seconds having options to throw to his third, fourth wide receiver. So, you know, whenever we lose, you look at everything retrospectively and you know that you could have done a better job. And I feel as though we could have.
There's still 9 games to go, so it's a lot of football. But to lose this game, there was a lot at stake. It wasn't just a football game.
You know what? Indy, AFC team, but more so than anything, it was a home game. And having the crowd out there being as loud as they possibly could and losing a home game, that's what hurts the most because we know how tough it is to go on the road and win. But when you get those home games, man, our objective when we come into the season is to be 8-0 at home. And we didn't get the job accomplished and done this week, so we have to hopefully steal one next week in Pittsburgh.
Can you guys be considered a title contender until you can beat that team? I mean, you're 5-2 now. They're 7-0. They're still I guess they're still the cream of the AFC.
Hey, title contenders, man. We have to worry about even winning our division. I mean, Kansas City's coming on. Raiders, last I saw, were beating Pittsburgh. And, I mean, San Diego was beating the Rams. So forget about a title. We still have some work to do within our old division because those guys, those trailblazers, are coming on fast. So we have to just focus on what we can do. And that's controlling how we play football and playing it to the best of our capabilities.
Nice to have the offense also have you back a little bit this week. And they kind of broke out, which is good to see.
Man, offense. Well, what can you say, man? Outstanding job. I mean, I don't know what the stats are, but it felt as though we had over 200 yards rushing with Mike Bell, Hayden Bell, and Jake running the ball. And when you have a day like that, that makes it equally hard because we know that the offense did everything they possibly could to put us in good situations, and we pretty much laid an egg on them. So, you know, hopefully next week they can keep doing that great job, and we can hold up our bargain and hold up our end of the deal.
Is there one play from that last drive that kind of sticks out to you?
One play?
Kind of a backbreaker?
Well, you can't just pick one play, man. I mean, offensively, they just, whether east, west, north, south, they were just knowing where to go to the ball. And you can't just pick one play. I mean, he just did a tremendous job of picking where to throw the ball the right time in the right spot. And he made throws that, you know, I haven't seen made in a long, long time. And give him credit for knowing where to go with the ball.
Is that kind of one of the most frustrating parts? Because I'm sure you guys were confident going into that last drive that you could get a stop there. But he kind of nickels and dimes you once again.
Yeah, we were confident, you know. I mean, we hadn't stopped them all game. So we were hoping that, you know, just this one last stand was going to be our best defensive effort of the game. And we didn't do that. And, you know, it's unfortunate, man. It's heartbreaking that we didn't hold up our end of the deal because we've been playing such good football all year. But we're still 5-2. We still know that we're a good football team. We have tough challenges ahead, and we look forward to those challenges.
Did you make any adjustments at halftime? Because you held them to 6 points in the first half. Yeah. You're playing pretty well.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't in their locker room to know what adjustments they make. But, I mean, I just think they had a couple big runs in the first half and second half, and that kept the drives going. So I think getting pressure on the quarterback and also stopping the run was our pitfalls this week. And we just have to do a better job of that, not allowing the run to dictate how offenses do, but let the pass dictate. And I think we could have done a better job against the run.
Did all their no huddle mean you guys couldn't do as much substitution-wise as you normally do and not have the right
guys out
well,
there?
Well, I mean, we expected that. I mean, we practiced all week on a no huddle. And you get winded, you get tired, but you know what? The offensive linemen are tired too, especially coming up here in this altitude. So they did everything we expected them to do. They just executed better than we executed on this day. So hopefully in the future we'll have a chance to play them again and redeem ourselves. But right now we're focused on Pittsburgh and trying to get to 6-2.